Hello, we are 4RM.
Today we are talking about Hampshire Book Awards.
We have been given 5 books to explore in guided reading.
We are
Ben,
Tyler,
Leah,
Lauren
and Alice.
We are going to talk about Wildwood, written by Angela McAllister and illustrated by Havas and Hannibal.
The illustrations bring us to a new dimension.
This book is a non-fiction book that is written in poetry style.
It even includes a page about how to protect the world from being destroyed.
Wild World is full of tropical colours.
We all vote out of 10, we chose 9.5.
It talks about all kinds of things.
We think that the author could have put more facts in.
We think it needs to rhyme. The purpose of the book is to help wildlife.
The book looks like a beautiful jungle.
Hi, it's Matt, Ollie and Mike. What is an octopus's favourite book?
I don't know.
Diary of the Wimpy Squid.
Hello, our names are
Sam,
Izzy,
Star,
Amelia,
Ethan,
and Riley.
We have looked at a book about weather.
We really enjoyed it.
On page 32, it was thunder and lightning. Fun fact, thunder and lightning happens when electricity builds up inside a cloud.
Another fun fact, did you know lightning can leap from cloud to cloud as well as from a cloud to the ground?
Floods. Floods happen when too much rain falls too quickly.
A cloudburst in the mountains far upstream causes a flash of flood.
On page 22 is the water cycle.
Fun fact, some rainwater soaks into the ground and drifts into the sea from the mountains.
This is a cartoon book.
I think this book is good because it is good at explaining.
As a table, we rate this book 8 out of 10 because it is colourful but does not have that much information, but it is okay and we like the book.
I didn't like this bit because the quick facts were quite bad.
I didn't really like the pictures.
I like the facts, but the pictures are not that great.
Thank you for listening. On to the next group.
We're back again.
Where do books hide when they are scared?
I don't know.
Under the covers.
Hi, I'm Taylor.
Hi, I'm Holly.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hi, I'm Joseph. Welcome to our part
of the radio show.
And today we are reviewing the International Space Station. This is by Clive Guyford.
This book is an information book.
This book uses cartoons and includes lots of pictures.
The information inside this book is about the International Space Station.
This book shows you the space station now and others before it.
The purpose of the book is to explain what it looks like and what happened thousands of years ago.
I think the illustrations are amazing. I mean, I love space and illustrations about space, yes.
Here are some of the facts we found out.
Space stations are craft that stay in space for a long period of time.
Did you know the Skylab was launched in 1973?
I think the book explains the facts very well.
I didn't like the fact the book didn't have many pictures and was a bit plain.
I didn't like that it didn't give me enough information.
I didn't like the glossary because they didn't explain the words very well.
I found the words a bit hard and I didn't know them.
We recommended this book to people who want to learn about space.
We gave it an 8 out of 10.
We thought it could have given us more information.
Hello again!
What did the snake say to the noisy children at the library?
I don't know!
Hello, my name is Coco, and all of these facts come from the problems with plastic.
And my name is Lacey.
Hello, my name is Leon.
And my name is Charlie.
Hey, don't forget about me, my name is James, and we are the students of 4RM.
We found this book shocking. Here are some facts.
Did you know an albatross can live up to 60 years?
But sometimes something happens when they are a chick.
And it's all because people put plastic in the ocean.
Every year, thousands of albatross chicks get killed by plastic. Plastic bottles take about 450 years until it becomes microplastic.
As we eat fish and fish eat plastic, this means we might be eating plastic. Different types of objects take different times to become microplastic.
Today our world is filled with single-use plastic. These plastic objects are designed to be used only once.
For example, a balloon, a Ziploc, a bag, a plastic bag, some straws, a ketchup bottle, and ear cleaners.
In the UK, 36 million single-use plastic bottles are used in each day.
Finally, ocean water is released from the treatment part into a river or sea.
Adult albatrosses travel 16 kilometres to get food.
Right now, you're probably feeling as if a lot older people out there have made a huge mess, and you're right.
We rate this book a 9 because
it had interesting facts
and really good pictures.
Now we want to read to you some of our favourite poems about books.
Read to Me by Jane Yoland. Read to Me Readers and Read to Me Rhymes. Read to Me Stories and Magical Times. Read to Me Tales about Castles and Kings. Read to Me Stories about Magical Things. Read to Me Pirates and Read to Me Knights. Read to Me Dragons and Dragons Book Fights. Read to Me Spaceships and Kaibos. And then, when you finish, please read them again.
Hello, we are
Izzy,
Axel,
Charlie,
Kaylin,
and Erin.
Today we are going to tell you about birds.
We really enjoyed the book. Some of our favourite facts are...
Falcons are the fastest flying birds of prey. They eat small birds and mammals, reptiles and insects. They snatch prey with their strong claws.
A bird's egg is a single huge cell with an outer shell for protection. Eggs come in many shapes, sizes and colours and patterns.
Herons, storks and kingfishers have a long, strong, pointed bill shaped like a dagger. This is the perfect shape to catch fish.
Did you know many birds are great travellers? They make epic journeys called migrations, sometimes flying over oceans, deserts and mountains.
Did you know a farmer chick is too fat and slow to run away from danger? Instead, it vomits to protect itself from predators such as foxes.
A harpy eagle is a huge bird that builds its nest in the emergent layer. It patrols the canopy to hunt for mammals.
I didn't like the layout and they should have more information. I liked the photographs.
I didn't like the facts about the beaks.
We rated it a 9 out of 10.
Open a book by Jane Baskwell.
Open a book.
And you'll find...
people and places of every kind.
Open a book.
And you can be...
anything you want to be.
Open a book.
And you can share...
wondrous world you find in there.
Open a book.
And I will too.
You read to me.
And I'll read to you.
Thanks for listening.